Hello, this is George.
Hi, this is George. We are calling on behalf of Opinion Research, doing a confidential and secure poll about your local Cherry Creek School District and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado? As
I am.
Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Yes.
What would it be, sir? Democratic, Republican, or Independent?
Oh, I won't disclose.
The survey is mainly about Cherry Creek School District and possible issues on this year's ballot. Your opinion is very important, but are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I am registered a Democrat, but it's, no, I don't feel, I don't want to share that information as how I'm registered.
Okay.
I'll do the survey, but I won't share my affiliation.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain? Somewhat certain?
Very.
First of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District is providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
And overall, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and specifically spending money voters approve in ballots used wisely and as promised? A very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Nope. Could you repeat that one again?
Sure. And overall, how would you rate the job the Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and specifically spending money voters approve in ballot issues wisely and as promised? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
And thank you for your patience. How well does the phrase dedicated to excellence describe Cherry Creek School? Very well, somewhat well, or not well at all?
Somewhat well.
Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, a little low?
Too high.
And have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
Yes.
While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay this increase, but it really squeezes the budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending? Cannot afford this increase? It hurts household finances badly.
Gosh, I don't like that question. I don't agree with it.
Well, from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you?
Nothing. I'm not going to answer that. It's none of the government's business whether or not I can afford it. It's whether or not it's the right thing to do.
And as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition HH ballot issued last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact? A small positive impact?
I won't answer that question either. That's not their money, and it's none of their business how it will affect me.
The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. The first ballot issue would be a bond to provide new funds to construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovate two existing schools, expand mental health services, increase school security, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Would you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if it increases property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year per $100,000 of accessed home value? Would you vote yes or no?
I like the idea of where they're spending it, but I'll vote no.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. If instead the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million at a cost of 2.10 per month, equal to about $25 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value, but had fewer school building projects, would you vote yes or no?
I would vote no, because I'd like to see them spend the money they have more wisely. And then I would vote yes.
Thank you.
But so secondly, for now, I'd have to vote no.
Okay. Let me ask you, secondly, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase from transportation that frees up other money of for teachers and staff pay. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 per year for every $100,000 of home value? Would you vote yes or no?
I would vote no.
Okay. Opponents to this ballot issued may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek School when they already have enough money. A wasteful high administration overhead cost and low performing schools. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Probably strongly agree.
And next, here are a set of statements detailing the project and plans the proposed Cherry Creek School District bond would pay for a rate, each as definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it. Here's the first one. Upgrading the classrooms, technology including computers, networks, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi. Definitely worth paying for, probably, or not worth it?
Not worth raising taxes for.
Okay. The other one says replacing two small aging school buildings at Holly Hills, a new K fifth grade elementary school. Definitely, probably, or not worth it?
Not at the cost of raising taxes.
Upgrade and renovate the infrastructure at CCSD Elementary School as needed, including painting, carpets, windows, roof repair, and heating, air conditioning system replacements.
Oh, I don't like this survey. These are all good things that should be paid for, but not with new taxes.
The other one says, replace aging and deteriorating buildings at the Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigured the entire campus throughout red
No.
Development. Definitely worth paying, probably, or not worth paying?
All of these are worth doing, but not for at the cost of new taxes.
The other one says upgrades to school buildings security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access control.
I don't like this survey. No, not at the cost of new taxes.
Expand, remodel, and modernize the cafeteria area and pool at Eagle Crest.
No.
Add a swimming pool.
Okay, I'm done. No, here's the deal. This questionnaire is engineered to drive new taxes. They need to start educating my children. They need to start using the money they have wisely, and then, yes, I would fund all of those. I am a taxpayer, and my business pays a considerable amount of taxes, so do I personally. They really let me down in the last 2 years at the Cherry Creek schools with my child. So no, they don't get any more money from me until they start doing their business properly. And then I would support all of those. But this survey is just driven to raise taxes so they can keep doing a poor job. I'm not for that.
And thank you for your patience. And we are almost done here.
I've got my daughter right now. I've had to send my daughter to therapeutic boarding school at the age of 15 years old at a cost of $120,000 a year to repair the damage done at Cherry Creek Schools because they're low interest in my child. No, they don't get any more of my money.
With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. This other one here says expansion and remodel at Overland High School, including buildings and advanced career pathways, training centers to give students technical skills for today's in-demand jobs. Definitely worth it, probably, or not worth it.
If the school was interested in educating my child, I'd say yes.
Okay. From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Definitely worth it, probably?
No, definitely not worth it.
Okay. The other one
worth
says...
Worth it, yeah, but I don't trust the questions. I don't trust the intentions.
Okay. This one here says redesign and renovate the 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus, replacing Loretto Middle School with a new building.
No.
Expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanded career pathway, job skills, and technical training.
No.
Okay. We are at 95%. We are starting to wrap this up. Lastly, okay, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District $950 million bond might make a rate each as very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all.
Okay. Ask that question again.
Excuse me, sir?
Oh, what was the question again?
Oh, just rate very persuasive, the statement that I read to you, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all. Remember, this here statement is that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District $950 million bond might make and vote yes or no for the bond and the $30 million mill levy ballot issue. Here's the first one. By approving the transportation mill levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teacher pay to be competitive with other districts in recruiting and retraining quality teachers. Is this very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
That I don't even know how to answer the question, to be honest.
Okay. The other one says expanding the highly in-demand mental health service will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
The other one says Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of spending the taxpayers' approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the project in the upcoming bond in a responsible, cost-efficient way. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their careers and tops in their fields. Investing in this educational improvement can keep that tradition going.
The last 3 years, highly disagree with that.
Okay. Well, the other one says school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that ages. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very somewhat or not persuasive?
Well, that's a true statement, but they're not getting any more of my money until they used what they have wisely.
So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive?
It's a highly engineered question. It's clear buildings need to be maintained. But I don't believe they're using the money well to educate the kids. So do I think it's a wise way to spend it? I don't.
The other one says continual security upgrades and necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
You know, I can't answer these questions. These are engineered questions for one purpose. These are all persuasive statements, are all things that need to happen. But I do not trust the Cherry Creek School District to do this wisely right now. They need to use what they have to accomplish education, and then I'll participate in giving them more.
Okay.
So I don't think I want to answer any more questions. These are engineered one way for one purpose. It's to raise taxes, to give the school more money to continue to spend unwisely. I'd like to see them do their job. And this is very personal for me. It's affected my family dramatically.
Do understand, sir. Well, thank you for taking my call, and you have yourself a great evening. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. You as well. All right, good night.